Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina. Well, a weak front will continue to move across the region today, and a wobble in the atmosphere over Lake Ontario will be the catalyst for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Once again, with lots of moisture to work with in the atmosphere, there is potential for torrential rain and flash flooding with the storms that do pop up. Some of them also may be capable of producing locally damaging wind gusts. There's a chance we could see some on the strong to severe side, although the focus will be more so on two areas in general today, those being the Mohawk Valley into the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley and western New England and the Taconics. Now, the Storm Prediction Center has included those parts of our area under a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms again. I'll have more on that in just a minute. Temperatures will be a touch cooler than yesterday, but will still be running above normal for today and will continue to heat up as we head into and through the holiday weekend. And it's looking like a picture-perfect couple of early summer days for Independence Day weekend. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over eastern Montana and parts of the western Dakotas, surrounded by a marginal risk area. There's also a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms for southeastern quarters of New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, the northern half of New Jersey, and southwestern Massachusetts. Widely scattered thunderstorms should develop across the outbreak area this afternoon, with the most intense cells offering gusts near severe level and capable of sporadic minor damage. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. In Boston, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers. It'll be quite cool with highs only near 70 degrees. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, a very slight chance for a spotty shower. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 102 set in 1911. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 3rd. Sunrise was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Becoming partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy this evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, showers likely, thunderstorms also possible. Some could be on the strong to severe side and produce very heavy rainfall as well as gusty winds. It'll be hot and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, still a chance for thunderstorms during the evening. Some of those may still produce some very heavy rainfall and gusty winds, lows in the lower 60s overnight. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Some may produce some very heavy rainfall. Highs will be near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy after midnight. Again, some of those storms may still produce some heavy rainfall this evening. Lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with showers likely and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some may be on the strong to severe side, producing damaging wind gusts and very heavy rain. Highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, still a chance for thunderstorms in the evening. Some of those still could be packing a wallop and produce heavy rainfall. Lows will be near 60 overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Again, some of those could be on the strong to severe side and contain some very heavy rainfall. Highs will be in the low to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, still a chance of showers and storms in the evening. Lows in the mid-60s overnight. Your extended forecast, region-wide Independence Day, some patchy fog around in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the low and mid-80s, a slight chance of showers and storms for Sunday afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny, hot with highs in the mid and upper 80s, a chance of showers and storms on Monday, highs in the upper 80s, near 90 degrees under mostly sunny skies, mostly sunny and hot, mostly sunny and hot for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, each day featuring a greater chance for some showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid and upper 80s and low 90s. Have a happy and safe as well as healthy Independence Day weekend. The weather looks absolutely perfect for getting out and enjoying. Wear your sunscreen. Please don't drink and drive, and take care of yourself and each other out there. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.